In the late 80s, the Federal Treasurer Paul Keating famously said, "If you walk into any pet shop in Australia, what the resident galah will be talking about is microeconomic policy." The point he was making was that everyone's interested in economics, whether they know it or not. And according to a new survey from the RBA, economics is becoming less popular in high schools. RN's program, The Economist, has taken a look. Here's co-hosts Peter Martin and Gigi Foster talking to economics teacher Leith Thompson about the RBA's finding.
I mean, obviously, when you offer a wealth of other subjects that are both perceived to have more direct career links as well as being easier, and in all honesty, they are actually easier, then you are going to lose some numbers. But what I find also more concerning is that, you know, those changes happened over 20 years ago and we are still seeing a decline in numbers. So there's more than just offering other subjects that's going on.
So the RBA survey reveals that girls seem to be, by contrast to boys, much more into, quote, saving the world. They want to identify problems, you know, they're holistic about things. They want to know about the consequences of globalization. They care about the environment. But boys are more focused on, like, the share market, production decisions, wage determination. And to the average Australian's ear, I think probably the latter bunch of things sounds more like what they think economics is about.
Oh, 100%. And it's not just students. You have teachers even that believe that when you say economics to them, they say money and they say share market and Bitcoin. And look, I mean, just the other day I walked into an English teacher's classroom as he was leaving and he said, I need to get out of here before the economics starts. I couldn't think of anything more boring than just talking about money.
I hear stories anecdotally that high school students today feel to some extent alienated or angry at the entire discipline of economics because somehow they blame it as a discipline for stuffing up their future, for the pollution of the environment, for the increasing power of big corporations, for the increasing casualization of labor, for increasing inequality, you know, those capitalist pigs and the economists who help them. Is this a feeling that you perceive in your classrooms?
In some classrooms, definitely. It's definitely a perception that economists equals business, equals pillaging and plundering the environment and society and everything else. So it's definitely that feeling where you lump all economics into the basket of organisations that have, I guess, caused them all sorts of harm.
And they might in fact not know that economics can help rather than cause the carbon pollution, the global warming. Economics offers solutions.
Yeah, I know. Emissions trading permits, carbon taxes. I mean, where did these ideas come from? Economics, right?
Right.
It's so frustrating.
Right. To get them to understand that economics is the language that politicians speak because it's the language of power and policy, we need them to understand that as opposed to just economics and economists being the enemy and the cause and the root of all evil.
Economics teacher Leith Thompson speaking with Peter Martin and Gigi Foster. That's an excerpt from The Economist, which you can hear this afternoon at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.